You are listening to selfdiscoveryradio.com with an orchard of wisdom just ready for your picking, filled with illuminating, inspiring stories. Do check out the community and the discovery stores. We are here for you. Our next show is...
Hi, this is Lettuce Woods Mullins, and welcome to the Wellness Journey podcast series. It is so wonderful to have you here, and I'm so glad that you took the time to tune in our series. And of course, this particular series is all about getting your groove back in 2018. I don't know about you, but in 2017, while it was personally a great year for me personally, there were just so many distractions out there. And it seems like the energy vibe got a little bit negative towards the end of the year. So what do we need to do to get our focus back if you've lost your focus, if you think you've lost your focus, and to basically move through the year with an expectation of joy and peace and productivity, not allowing those outer distractions to get us off our course? Well, today I've invited somebody who I think is probably pretty much an expert at this. Her name is Christina Sharp, and she is a spiritual life and mindset coach. And she has a particular interest in something that I have a great passion for, and that is helping women with that midlife transition and also helping them to create their faith and spirituality. She supports her clients and her online community to help them create lives that are aligned on all levels and all areas of their lives, with a focus on deepening their value systems and also creating an idea of what their soul essence is. Isn't that a beautiful message? And I'm so happy to have her with us today. Christina, welcome to the Wellness Journey podcast series. It's so wonderful to have you here today.
Well, Lettuce, thank you for inviting me. I'm really looking forward to having this conversation with you and being able to share this message with your listeners.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk about that. What is your message? Why are you so passionate about the idea of helping women with that midlife transition?
Well, as I was approaching 40, things started to shift for me in my thinking. So right at the beginning of that midlife period, and I realized... Well, I'd known that I was desperately unhappy for quite a few years, and yet I had buried that down beneath the surface in order to get on with life in the way that I thought was required of me, both through my community and also in regards to my faith. But it was only at that point where things were continually deteriorating personally in my soul that I realized I couldn't do it anymore. And so that launched me into a new adventure, a new part of my life. And that's why I want to help other women who are facing changes in midlife, whether they be changes that come in on them from the outside or changes that are bubbling up within them from the inside, to recognize them and to be able to navigate through them so that they can create wonderful second halves of their lives.
Well, you know, you hit on a topic that I think is very much needed, but I don't think we always recognize it as such because we're so busy doing. We very rarely get a chance to just be or allow ourselves to be, because sometimes I think we run away from the fact of how we're really feeling in midlife. I think sometimes what happens is that things start moving and we begin to, do that hurry up and catch up kind of thing. And we get so preoccupied with what's going on that we don't pay attention to some of the other signs that we need to look at when it comes to our transition and some of the things that we're feeling. Now, I know that you talk about us being in alignment. How do we go about doing that? How do we recognize when we're aligning ourselves? And what does that mean to you?
Alignment for me has three principal parts to it. It is how we connect to God or spirit, however we recognize the divine to be and how it supports us. It is a deep understanding of ourselves, who we are in our soul's essence, what our values are, what's important to us, how we understand ourselves to be. And then from that, the third aspect of it is how we express ourselves in the world and how we relate to the world around us. And so they're the three parts of alignment. And in midlife, well, that's a perfect opportunity to actually review these three parts what you said is absolutely true. We get so caught up in living our lives and our responsibilities, particularly in our careers and in our homes, that we lose sight often of our spiritual connection. Often we've left it behind in our youth, and midlife is a time when we start to miss it and start to want to explore what it looks like for us again. We often have completely lost sight of ourselves because we've been caring for everybody else. And we're so entrenched in the way we're working in the world that we've forgotten that there are other ways of doing it.
You know, that's an interesting point, you saying that we sometimes, you know, forget about ourselves or how to care for ourselves because we've been nurturing everybody else for so long. And as we move into that transition, hopefully, if our life is aligning, our children are growing up and hopefully leaving the nest, perhaps our relationships are being redefined. In some cases, women are getting divorced, or their spouse or significant other has passed on, or perhaps they're, you know, at that point where they don't even know who they are anymore because they spent so much time taking care of everyone else. They haven't taken care of their relationships. So you find yourself in this unknown territory of what to do next. So let's take a look at those three areas that you think are essential for us to look at when it comes to alignment. You mentioned first the connection to God and spirit. How does one go about doing that, especially if that's not something that has been maybe in their overall persona previously?
There is so much material available and example of how to live a spiritual life, whether it be a life of faith through traditional religion or whether it be a more esoteric spirituality. And what I would encourage women to do is firstly to think about their understanding of God, how they were brought up, if that was a part of their upbringing, or just what the cultural messages are around them. And think about what parts of that really light them up and make them feel part of something bigger, something that is able to support them and care for them in their life journey. For me, I spent most of my growing up period and my early life in the church. And so for me, my understanding of God was very traditional. And in midlife, when that started to shift for me, and we can talk about that story in a moment, what I did was I re-examined my beliefs. And I said, what are the beliefs that I hold that are really dear to me and that I love and that I believe support me? So I actually went through my understanding of who God was. So God is love. God wants us to live in joy. God offers us peace. God is gracious. His loving kindness. And I thought, these are all the things that I want to hold on to because they're really going to support me. There were other aspects of my belief system that I had held to all my life that I was actually starting to think, well, is this really supportive of me? Some of the ways of looking at the outside world, I realized from my religious perspective, I realized actually weren't helpful to me. So there was a degree of judgment in how I differentiated myself to others. And I thought, this is not reflective of God as I understand him. So it's shifting through belief and seeing what really resonates with you, what you can personally relate to and expect to support you, whether that be a traditional God or whether it be some divine support of how the universe operates. It may be as simple as how you believe the universe operates in your favor.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that in terms of the belief systems and how the universe operates, because what we're talking about here transcends or moves past the whole idea of religiosity and taking it maybe into a deeper level. And one thing that I've realized in working with women over 40 as they progress, we begin to have this desire to go past the surface and dig deeper because now we have an opportunity to do so. Now, you mentioned that you had an epiphany or what Oprah Winfrey calls your aha moment. What was that? What was it that signified to you that it was time for you to go deeper in terms of where you are in connecting with God and the Spirit?
Well, as I mentioned, I was unhappy in my marriage for a good many years, but I pushed that down because in my belief system, once married, always married. And we tried various things over the years. We were both aware of the situation, but nothing worked. We couldn't bring it together to be successful. But we were both ministering in the church, and effectively it had to appear successful. It finally dawned on me that this was not consistent with my beliefs. There was a lack of truth to it. And another thing I believed was that God was a God of truth. And also, I just couldn't do it anymore. It had so worn me down that I wasn't coping with life anymore. So I finally, after a lot of anguish and rethinking my belief system, reached the conclusion that actually I did need to divorce. Now, that was really unacceptable in my faith community. And so I had to fight, firstly, to get a divorce. I had to get my husband to agree to it. But also I had the issue that my church, while they were desperately trying to support me, were trying to support me in keeping my marriage together. And they couldn't understand that we'd been trying to do it for so many years and it just wasn't going to happen. And unfortunately, when I did persevere with the decision to divorce, I needed also to leave my church. Not because they threw me out as such, but they did say that I wasn't able to take communion, that is the bread and wine, the Lord's Supper, which is a reminder of my faith in their presence. And to me, that was such an undermining of who I was and what I was going through when I was most desperately in need of support that I felt that I needed to leave. Now, that threw open the floodgates for me of not only having to deal with, well, what's life looking like now that I'm getting a divorce, but also what is my faith looking like now that I've been separated from my church community? Not having any local support that was actually uplifting me, I turned to the online world and sought support there. Part of that was exposing myself to new spiritualities, new modalities of practice of spirituality that had always been closed to me before. And that has opened up a whole new world for me. And so it's not that I have abandoned my faith, but rather I have expanded my faith to include new ways of looking at the world, new practices. So whereas previously I would have prayed, I can now pray and also meditate, things like that. So it really just forced me, my crisis forced me out into a whole new world of spirituality and faith that I didn't even know existed. And I've been able to incorporate that into my way of practicing faith in a way that supports me and is personal.
You know, that's interesting because in the show that I did previously, and I talk about spiritual surrender and the and my journey to learning how to spiritually surrender. And one of the things that I talk about is that many times when we hit a wall or when we run into a challenge, an obstacle, a problem, an issue of concern, that many times that is nothing but a detour that's going to lead us to where we ultimately need to be going. And when you're talking about leaving the church and how you've felt like, you know, you weren't really abandoning your faith, you're expanding your faith, that initially the obstacle was, you know, the fact that, gosh, I'm going to be leaving all this doctrine that I've known all my life. But you realize that actually, as a result of leaving, you grew. And I think that is what midlife is all about, is allowing yourself to grow. And it's not necessarily that you're abandoning everything that you've learned or experienced in the past, but you're using that wisdom to kind of catapult you into the next part of the journey that God has for you. And when I was reading one of my favorite books, and I'm trying to think of the name of it right now, it's about a young man's journey. It's a very small book. And one of the things he learns along the journey is that it's really not so much about the destination, but it's about the things that you learn along your way that add to your life and that also give you the dimensions required for the next leg in the journey. So how did you go about understanding that piece, of yourself, this new self that was emerging? How did you go about embracing yourself?
Linus, I absolutely love the concept of life as a journey. And when we look at life that way, we realize that nothing is wasted. We may have some terrible experiences, but they are always leading us along our path to the next thing. And if we can have that positive outlook, we can not get bogged down in them and stuck and regret that they ever occurred, but we can look forward to where they brought us to and where we can go next.
I was trying to think of the name of the book. It was The Alchemist. The Alchemist.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yes. And The Alchemist is all about the journey. It's all about the journey. And when the author of The Alchemist was interviewed, I watched an interview that he did with Oprah Winfrey. And she asked him, when you take a look at all the things that you have learned in your journey, in terms of how he came to write it, what happened afterwards and all of that, what's the main thing in one word that you have learned? Now, because he is a man of God, I thought he was going to say the importance of, you know, God. But what he said is the most important word is courage. Because without that, you don't have the abilities to, you know, dig deep in developing that relationship with God, dig deep in really learning about the journey and taking those chances and in some cases operating without a net. It's courage that propels you. And when I hear your, you know, as your story is unfolding, you had to have a lot of courage to do what you did.
I did. It was absolutely terrifying in the beginning. I had pushed myself to my limit, or so I believed, in tackling the divorce issue. To then have to tackle the faith issue on top of that effectively at the same time was terrifying because I didn't know where it was going to take me. And from my old perspective, it was potentially going to take me to hell. Although underneath that, I also knew that I was secure in God and that he was never going to let me go. So it was a funny sort of balancing of these two extremes. On the one hand, I knew I was absolutely secure, and yet these fears still came up for me. So it did require a lot of courage. But in the end, it was knowing that I was secure in God that gave me that courage. So yes, it gives us our bravery, gives us the courage to explore, but it's also the security of knowing that we are spiritually safe, whatever our belief, that enables us to then have the bravery to go on and change our lives. And I think it's recognizing who we are and what our values are, the things that really matter for us, that again give us the impetus that we need to start that exploration. And midlife is the perfect time for that. As you've mentioned, we're gaining more freedom than we ever have before as children leave home, as perhaps in later midlife, our careers are winding down. We're opened up to so much opportunity to try new things. And if we can approach that from a place of courage and exploration and excitement rather than a fear of what we may be leaving behind, then really the sky's the limit.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that the sky is the limit, because actually for me, I'm not winding down, I'm winding up. because at 51, I, you know, left my, you know, secure position, as all my listeners know, and went on to my own self-discovery. And when it comes to self-discovery, you also begin to define the way you want to express yourself in relationship to the world in general. And I know that you talk about that in one of your key areas of essential growth. You talk about self-expressive relationship with the world. What does that mean, and how does one go about doing that?
Well, once you've reconnected to who you are, you understand your values, you understand the things that bring you joy, that you may need to try some different activities and reconnect to actually what brings you joy. You may look back to earlier times in your lives before you had before you had too much responsibility of children and family and career, and find out what you really enjoyed. I enjoyed writing poetry, but I lost it for many, many years. And that's an example of something that I picked up again and ran with as I was exploring who I was. And it was a brilliant way to start expressing myself again. So anything that is artistic, whether it be poetry, whether it be art journaling, anything that requires activity, it may be sport, something that allows you to feel free, find joy, and begin to express yourself can help you reconnect to who you really are. Once you've done that, you can start looking for ways to connect with other people around you and find ways to serve. And that's what I really mean by self-expressive relationship with the world. So using myself as an example again, I had taught women for 20 years in a church environment. I taught them in small groups, large groups, and one-to-one. But when I left that context, I was bereft of that opportunity to relate and to serve. After my spiritual journey and my divorce journey, I found myself opening up to coaching. I found that was a new way to take my gifts, my talents, something that I love to do, the way I love to connect with people, but do it in a new way, because coaching is very different to teaching. Before, I used to teach set material. With coaching, I'm journeying alongside somebody else as they are exploring their own path. So it's very different, but it's my new way of connecting with people, of serving people.
And I think that's beautiful. And I guess from your prior role, and this is another thing that I think is so important for women to know, and that I share with them just based upon my experience. All the things that you have learned up to this point are preparing you for whatever it is that God has for you now. In your case, Christina, your work in the church and having worked with people in the capacity of, ministering and counseling, now you take those skills and add them along the way with this journey that you're doing now in helping women. And I really do believe, first of all, there is no such thing as coincidence. And another thing that they talk about in The Alchemist is that all of us have a personal legend. We all have a reason why we are here. And I truly believe that everything that we have, that we need to really fully live our personal legend or our life's purpose, has already been planted in us. Our journey has already preordained. It's just up to us to sometimes feel comfortable about operating without a net, not quite knowing what the next step is going to be, and also being obedient. When you hear that inner voice that's pushing you to do something different than perhaps you've never done before. And that kind of brings me to this question. What do you think some of the unique opportunities might be for people who are at that midlife stage when it comes to their own growth?
This is the time to take that opportunity. Do the exploration that we've been talking about. Do the spiritual work so that you feel supported and have the courage to look beyond where you currently are. And some ways that you can do that, as we said, explore new interests. Absolutely learn new things. Get out of the habit rut. So you may find that once you do this exploration, you may be surprised at how much you've changed. You may not be the person that you used to be when you were younger. You've had years and years of experience to shape you and mold you. And you may find that you have confidence, that you have skills that you didn't have before, and you hadn't actually noticed yourself accumulating. This is the time to do some self-awareness practice, to recognize what you have to offer and to express it back into the world. you may find that actually you don't like any of that, that you've been there, that you've done that, that it's time to move on. This is the opportunity to reinvent yourself. Try something that you've never done before, if that appeals to you, and find a whole new path. You can either reignite who you were before you got bogged down in your obligations, or you can take a whole new path. It's all there for you to explore.
And I love that. I love the idea of looking at midlife as an opportunity. Sometimes women have a tendency to look at midlife as anything but an opportunity and have a tendency to receive it with a lot of negative energy. But if we could ever get past that idea of, oh, I'm getting older. Like, for instance, I've heard so many people say, well, now that I'm in midlife or I'm 50 or 60, I've lived most of my life and I only have a good 10 or 20 years left. Whereas I look at that, if I only have 10, 20, 30 years left or whatever it is, then I'm just going to take the opportunity to make it my best 20, my best 10, my best 30. I'm going to learn how to be present and enjoy every morsel that life has to give me and not spend a lot of time regretting the past and worrying about the future, but learning to be present. And I love the idea that you have come up with something that I think is excellent in terms of maybe in some cases, women who are at that midlife change, taking that first step and discovering who they are spiritually and what they have to offer the world. Tell us about the summit that you have put together.
I have a summit coming out in February. I have gathered together a group of wonderful women, 22 in all, and Linus, you are one of them. And I have interviewed them all because they all care deeply for women in particular, journeying through midlife and beyond, indeed, the whole second half of our lives. And every woman that I interview is passionate about making this your best time. And Linus, what you said is so true. It's the present that matters. It's making the most of this moment. It doesn't matter how long we have left. None of us knows that. That is in the hands of God. We may have decades left. We may have a very short time. That shouldn't be our concern. Our concern is living now, appreciating the present. Yes, we can plan for long, healthy, exciting futures, and we should do so, but it's really the present that counts. So my summit, as I said, I'm interviewing 22 women who have all the stories to tell and the strategies to share about how we can all make this next stage of our life wonderful.
Yeah, I tell people all the time that I tell them two things. I'm changing my messaging when I'm talking to women about midlife. I truly do feel that the best life is right now. I'm living my best life right now. I'm having such a good time talking to women like yourself, Christina, and expanding my network and my sphere of reference. These last 9 years have been life-changing and affirming to me. And so now, when people say, well, Linus, you make 60 look like 40, and I have to correct them and say, you know what, no. My 60 is the new 60. I don't have to feel a need to validate the fact that because I might look younger than I am, that then therefore I'm looking like 40, I'm looking like 50. No, I'm 60. It's just the new 60. This 60 is adventuresome, energetic, well-informed, creative, exploring all the possibilities that God has placed before me. And I think every single woman out there that's listening to this right now, should be approaching life in that way. And I haven't heard the other women in the summit yet, but I am really looking forward to it. The idea of 22 women talking about midlife and how it can be a new life. It's exciting to me. For people who want to register for the summit, where should they go?
I have a link that I will give you. You can go to my website, but there's a specific link that will be everywhere in Linus's advertising, in my advertising. So look out for that. I just want to say, Linus, that this is a time when we can be anything we want to be. And our culture has not supported us in growing older. And yet so many cultures do. So many cultures have an understanding of the wise woman and actually looks to elders, be they male or female, for wisdom, we need to recapture some of that and remember that the older we get, the more experience we have, the more wisdom we have gathered, and we can all bring that together to really change our lives and change the paradigm that we are living in our world. And we're at such a unique time in history too, because we've become global, because we have the internet, it is so easy to connect. It's so easy to learn and gain more information and bring it all together to create a cohesive whole that is really going to support us, whatever point we're at in our lives.
That is so true. And I want all of our listeners who happen to be on the show page, there is a link on the show page that will take you directly to the Midlife Summit. And also for those who want to find out more about Christina's coaching and her information that she's doing. In fact, she's got a wonderful Seven Steps to Change Your Life also that was a gift for our audience. Christina, what is the URL that leads to your website?
It is www.christinasharp.coaching.com. So quite simple.
Okay, and very
good. You will find that free gift that you offer, that you've mentioned, on the first page of that website. And it is Seven Steps to Change Your Life. These are seven steps that I looked back and saw that I had used when I needed to make those drastic changes. They were the steps that supported me. The first one was I had to actually give myself permission to even explore the possibility. And then yes. I followed through with my divine support system and taking small steps to make it happen. The seven steps are in there. Go and find out what they are. And it's all about self-trust. It's all about trusting yourself and trusting your divine support system. And that paves the way for you to take any action you need to take.
I love that. Trusting yourself and trusting your divine system that supports you. That is beautiful. And it is so timely, I think, for so many women who will be listening to this broadcast. Christina, thank you so much for joining us on the Wellness Journey podcast series. It's been lovely to have you.
Dennis, thank you. I really enjoyed having this opportunity. We're all about opportunity in midlife, and you've provided this opportunity for all of us to participate in this conversation today. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for taking the time and giving me the opportunity to share Christina's philosophies with you, and also all of the people that we interview here on the Wellness Journey podcast series has something fantastic to share. And I wanted to make sure that you also knew that on the show page, there is also a link to my new Facebook group, the Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond Facebook group. You've got to take a look at that. It is fantastic. I started it at the beginning of January in 2018, and we're not through with January yet, and over 1,000 women have joined. It has become a movement. So there's a link here also on the show page that will link you directly to the Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond group. And if you're listening to the broadcast and not actually on the show page, just go into the search bar of your Facebook and type in the Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond group. Also, I want to make sure that you know that Christina Sharp's information, her social media information, her URL to the summit, as well as the URL to her website, are on the show page as well. Thank you so much for listening. It's been such a blessing to be able to share with you all the things you need to know when it comes to wellness for your mind, body, and spirit. This is Lennis, and you've been listening to the Wellness Journey podcast series. We will see you again next time.